Excellent. Good. Start here, Chandler. Everybody's watching the game on Sunday, heard it, saw what happened with Peyton and the cadence and getting the Chargers to go offside. Now, is practicing or hard cadence a normal part of your guys' practice preparation each week? And maybe if not, or even if so, is it perhaps more of an emphasis this week, knowing that Peyton, as Bill said earlier, maybe the best in the game in terms of drawing opponents offsides and getting defenders' heads?
Well, I honestly feel like that's just a part of football, to be honest with you. From any quarterback, they'll try to get the defense to jump or to, But, yeah, the cadence is something that you did see, and, it's my job as a defensive end just to hold that.
Do you guys practice during the week? Do you have Ryan, whoever it is, taking the snaps with these hard counts?
That's just football 101, to be honest with you. Like I said, the quarterback's going to try to draw you offsides. And, being a pass rusher or being a defensive lineman, that's when you have to be more aware of the certain situations or when it would happen in the game.
Chandler, with as many bubble screens and pitch screens as Peyton will throw, you can be in the passing lane for some of those. Do you anticipate that? Do you just play the play and react? Or is there anything that is an indicator that that's coming?
The biggest thing is just being, like you said, reacting, playing the play and reacting, Like I said, this offense, they have a good offense. They have a lot of weapons, and you just have to eliminate certain players. And like I said, that screen, that's something that you'll react off of.
Obviously, a lot of talk this week about how the last game doesn't matter, and there's been a lot of changes on both for both teams. One of them, left tackle wise, new left tackle for the Broncos. We begin the year with Ryan Clady, and then switched twice since. What do you see in the newest starter, Mike? In terms of what poses challenge wise for you, and maybe different from the first matchup.
My biggest thing is really doing my job, no matter who's out there, if it was Clady or if it was Clark, whoever was out there, my biggest job is to get pressure on Peyton Manning, and that's what I'll try to do.
Is it different preparing for him the second time around, or how is it the same? You just played him a few weeks ago.
Yeah, Peyton Manning's a very smart quarterback. Like we just spoke about, him with his long cadence and, his knowledge of the game. And when you play with someone like that, everyone has to be sound, everyone has to be in the position, and everyone has to do their job.
Is it different preparing for him, just when you prepared it? You prepared for him a couple weeks ago, and here you are again. Is there any real differences there or not really?
Well, I'm sure there'll be certain things that you see on film that's changed and maybe you would prepare for.
Correct. Chandler, obviously you're a great pass rusher, but last time you played them, they had Noshon had 224 yards rushing. How do you balance that in your mind in terms of getting upfield as quick as you can, but also being very cognizant of their running attack?
Yeah, you have to be sound. Like I said, like you saying, me being a pass rusher, you just can't think past every play. Playing the sport of football, there's going to be run plays, there's going to be pass plays, there's going to be draws, there's going to be screens. So our biggest thing is just, like I said, being sound and being aware and being able to react to what you see.
Are you going to be nervous at all?
Nervous? No. I feel like when you're tight and you're too nervous, that's when you get out of your comfort zone. I would say this is probably one of the biggest games I played in, but I'm excited. I'm very excited.
How do you avoid that? Is there any way to avoid that? Being tight or nervous?
Definitely just not ramping up too soon. You don't want to peak too soon, leading up to the game. Even the music you listen to be honest with you, I am. That's how I am. Leading up to the game, a lot of calm music, a lot of, relaxing music. And then the closer you get to the game, maybe you might throw some headbanging music in there. But, just not peaking too soon. That's the biggest thing.
Considering that in this game last year, you weren't able to have the role that I'm sure wanted, how much do you relish this opportunity being a healthy guy going into this game?
I owe it all to God, to be honest with you. My durability and health this season, like you said, last year I didn't have the opportunity to play, but I'm very thankful for this opportunity to play in this championship game and hopefully I can make up for it.
Any other questions?
Chandler, real quick, are you clear what a neutral zone violation is versus encroachment?
Yeah, I am. Well, now when you have a neutral zone violation, that's when you actually cross into the line. Now, encroachment, that means you can flinch, and the offensive lineman can reach across to touch you. So that's when that's an encroachment.
So it's when they touch you.
Correct. You all set? All right, guys.
Thanks, man.